With me, I have Adam Bratton, the Letterkenny coach, who must be a very pleased gentleman today. Adam, in the space of 8 days, 2 victories and 10 points to add onto the league table. Not a bad week.
Yeah, it's been great. We had a home game last week, took our 5 points in the same game this week, and probably 2 games that were very like for like. We were a bit bitty the first 10 minutes, and then we kind of had a good shot at 50 minutes. Got the bonus point, and we had a wee bit of a tendency last week too, just to sort of slow down the last 10 minutes, whereas really we should be a bit more critical and clinical on ourselves and put teams away. But look, here, as I said, Alec, no such thing as a good or a bad 5 points. We'll take both, and it's been great the last 2 weeks. We've had our seconds at home as well, and they've had 2 fantastic wins alongside us too. So yeah, no, the senior wise, we're very, it's been a great 2 weeks.
Well, I thought actually today, Adam, that, I mean, it was hard to judge Lisburn, because in the first game you played them, you were in a pretty commanding position, but then unfortunately discipline and 3 yellow cards didn't help the score. But today, I have to say, they surprised me, and they were a lot stronger than I thought they would have been. And certainly, in the first 10 minutes, you got that all-important score. Possibly should have had a second one if the pass had gone to hand. But certainly, put it this way, they made you work for the 5 points, and that's what you need.
Oh, like, Lisburn play good rugby, and we said that before the game. Like, they're not a team that just kind of have one out runners. They play well off McGregor at 10, and they get the width, and like, they score good tries. So it was always going to be a challenge, and I mean, they're still in that sort of relegation playoff battle at the bottom of the league, so they were never going to come down here and just roll over and give us 5 points. So they put in a really good fight, and like, you know, with a minute to go and a conversion, they could have drawn the game. So full credit to them, it was a great game, and hopefully they do well enough now the rest of the season to not be involved in that sort of playoff relegation battle, because Richie and I would get on well with their head coach too, so we'd like to see them not involved in that.
The thing about today was, and thankfully that the weather was good, I was just saying on my report that the rain has stayed off until the final whistle, which was great. But the one thing about today was both teams wanted to run with the ball in the hands. The only time I can remember any form of kicking was when a penalty was given, kick at the touch. And you know, that it made a big difference spectator wise in every way, and I'm sure for the players, maybe not just for the coaches all the time, but it was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, like, both teams do try and play a good brand of rugby, and as you say, we're very fortunate today that the weather allowed us to keep more ball in hand and actually execute some of the plays that we try in training throughout the week. So with regards pitch position too, it was tough into that first half in the wind, so we probably didn't want to kick too much ball. We wanted to keep ball in hand, and look, it got us across the line. We're delighted to get the bonus point win.
I mean, the thing was too that your replacement prop had come on, did a very, very good job after Adam Marley went off, I think, after about 2 scrums. And certainly, I mean, the scrummaging was good. And I suppose it's easy to be critical of refereeing and things, but there was a couple of scrums, I thought, where you had gone forward enough to get a penalty. And both times you were within 10 metres of post, you know. But I suppose that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I thought that Davy Brown came on and did really, really well. And I thought our set piece in general was quite commanding over Lisburn today. I thought we scored a lovely maul try, and we got up and were disruptive, and I think nearly all of their lineouts, and kind of starved them of ball. And yeah, there was a few that maybe we could have got penalties, but to give Neil Stewart credit too, I think the referee helped make a good fast open game. Like, there wasn't too many, we weren't getting penalised too much, and I think that helped the game develop and stay at the speed we played at.
I know it's easy on a team performance and you win like that to pick out an individual, but I mean, this guy's impressed me every time I've seen him. You're number 8, Jack Spear, and I tell you what, when he gets a short pass 5 metres from the line, I wouldn't like to be in front of him, and he proved that today twice.
Oh, Jack week to week could be, you know, we do a man of the match award, and arguably week on week Jack could get it, and or Jack Kennedy as well. They just, like, they have 8, 9 out of 10s every week, and they never let you down. And as you say, he's got that kind of old school number 8 feel to him. He's not a huge man, but geez, pound for pound he carries well, and he runs a lovely line off rocks close to the line, and today you've seen that, it was evident in his try. It was really well finished, and then Jack Kennedy did the same. That's something we've been working on, instead of just attacking kind of 1 metre out from the ruck, just getting a bit more width in the pass, and you can see it come to fruition today, which is really pleasing.
Well, as I say, I was up, I think I saw your first game against Arge up here. Can't say while back now, is about September time and all. I think that's the fourth time I've seen you this year, Adam. And certainly, you must be pleased the way things are going, because you know where you're going to end up this year in the top half or round about middle, whatever way you want to describe it. But I mean, you really have all the teams you've played. You've been able to stay with them, and next year, who knows who you're going to be playing? And possibly Strabane will be joining you the way they are going in Championship 3 this year. But nevertheless, I mean, I think there's a lot for you and for Richard now to build on, because there's a lot of young players in that team, and you know they're really some. There's a few of them cutting their teeth, but you can see they've got that ability, and that's all you need.
It's been fantastic, and I think off the back of that we have to give credit to Shane and Boyd in the seconds as well. You know, there's boys that can now step up and down week to week, and we've put out the same two squads the last 2 weeks, and guys are just happy. We have a full senior squad, everyone mucks in together, we've good numbers of training, and as you say, some of the younger guys with less experience are just finding their feet and doing really, really well. So there's lots of positives to build on. I suppose now the next challenge is, you know, when we go against these top four teams, the Ards, the Limavadis, the Carricks, you know, we're there in the fight for 40-50 minutes. Can we get over the line? That's what we need in 80 minutes against one of these top three sides to show, and I think that would give us loads of confidence that we can do it.